Yeah. Yeah, man. Morning, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Triple Play Thursday. I wasn't aware that this guy had three songs. Ike requested Paul Engeman, Push It to the Limit. Yeah. Anybody recognize that song? Am I the only one that knows where that's from? Esmeralda, any idea?
Karate Kid?
Well, no. That sounds like, yes, it could be.
Oh, no, wait, that's that hero song.
Hey, what hero song?
I don't know, the song at the end of the cross.
I could be your knight in shining armor. No. That's that idiot Peter Cetera.
No. Wow.
No. That's,
I've heard that song. I've heard it in video games.
Well, it's in video games, but it's most commonly known from... Now, Dan, you already know because you had to look it up.
Yep.
That is from Scarface. And
yeah, that too.
That's after the intermission. It's halfway through Scarface. It's the montage where they show how rich he's become. Like he's got the tiger on the chain in the backyard. And it's the montage of them, like, you see the money counter, all the money just being counted by the automatic machine, and him walking out of, you know, Montana Realty with the white suit and the cigar. His mansion's getting built, and then, like, they keep cutting to Michelle Pfeiffer getting more and more skinny and sad. That's the montage that's after. It's because when the movie first came out, there was an intermission. And then when you came back from the intermission, you were treated to Push It to the Limit, the Push It to the Limit montage. I've seen that movie 8 million times. Well, you got to see it last year when I showed it on a Saturday night.
Yeah?
Yeah, on the big screen. We didn't have an intermission that night. We went straight through.
Yes, you did.
And but that song, I wasn't aware of this guy. I had no idea who it was. I didn't, you know, I just know it's from, I didn't Push It to the Limit. I just know it from Scarface. Exactly. We used to sing, my friend Manny Tamayo, who was with the Factory Theater, me and my friend Manny and my friend Mike View went to go see the 20th anniversary of Scarface. They re-released it in the theaters. This was 2003. They re-released it in the theaters. And so we went to the River North to see it, and it was packed. Because at that point, you know, the movie became like this hip-hop, you know, icon movie. And so we went, and it was packed, and like during that part, everybody was clapping along. Push It to the Limit!
It's in Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
I believe. They have a whole Scarface radio station in the cars.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So playing that game, I learned a lot of the songs from Scarface.
Yeah, yeah. No, that Scarface is just such a huge cultural impact in terms of hip-hop and video games and stuff. You didn't know that back when it came out in 1983? Whoa, no. People did not like that movie. So, all right. Well, there you go. Push It to the Limit. So we're going to be treated to two more songs by Paul Engeman, who I have no idea what. So there you go. All right, we got a break. We come back. We got the news, and after the news, gross habits that you should really grow out of by the time you're 30. See if anybody still has them. All right, news is next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower here till 5. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. Steve Cochran at 6. We're going to have another showdown. The very first 2017 edition of Pop-Up Video, Skip Skipley, I think, has landed at O'Hare. So I think he's on his... Dan, have you been in contact with Mr. Skipley?
I have not, but we'll have the newsroom check that out. Okay. Make sure that...
See, Vic, get on top of that. Make sure Skip Skipley is unencumbered from between O'Hare and here.
Deploying the reporters now.
Thank you. it's Triple Play Thursday. One artist, three songs. You pick it. 312-981-7200. Ike's second song by Paul Engeman is called Success, and he says that it was supposed to be in the movie Scarface. It was cut for time, but eventually used in the Scarface video game. Oh. They actually cut something out of Scarface for time? What? Esmeralda, do you know that song from playing the video games?
No.
Don't know Success?
No. There's a lot of Blondie.
Paul, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Engerman. Yeah. All right. So there's like, now is the third song going to be from Scarface 2 that I don't know about? Because I thought I knew Scarface like the back of my hand.
It looks like it is not.
Not from Scarface.
As far as I can tell.
All right. Push it to the limit!
Limit!
Thank you.
Actually, seems to be a duet with Giorgio Moroder.
Oh, Moroder.
Moroder.
He did the music for Scarface.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man. All right. I can't even explain to you how many times I've seen Scarface. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You know, that movie came out as 18, and then for four years straight, all I did was Al Pacino, Tony Montana impressions. When I went to Second City and I did my grad show, for Players Workshop, not my grad show at Second City, but my Players Workshop before I jumped into Second City Training Center, we got to do it on stage at Second City, and we did a sketch. It was 1989. My grad show was in 1989. And we did a sketch that we came up with where I played Scarface if he hosted the grand prize game on the Bozo show. So it made no sense. Logically, it just didn't make any sense at all. But I got to do my Scarface impression. So, anyway, that was fun. God, 1989. Man, that was a long time ago. I was just a pup. Now I'm an old, ugly man. All right. Hi, everybody. So, 312-981-7200. So, Esmeralda, how are you holding up now? You're on day three of your fast, of nothing but fruit.
I thought it was dirt.
Dirt and twigs.
Yeah.
And almonds.
Mm-hmm. Figs, remember?
Just nothing but
whole figs.
No, I saw your meal that you brought in. It looked fantastic. It looked like a lovely meal.
It was. It was very good.
Yeah.
I actually had two today at work.
Oh. Oh.
I had lunch, quote unquote.
Okay.
Because I was doing things between 6 and 9.
When you normally eat.
Right. So I had to bring it here and eat it.
So you ate it here at the beginning of your shift.
Yes, which is.
And then at the middle is when you ate the chicken dish that I saw.
Yeah, that was dinner.
Yeah, that's your dinner.
Or dinner two, as I call it.
Okay.
But the other one was spaghetti squash, ground beef, and tomato sauce. Homemade tomato sauce.
Mm.
So, huh.
Well, see, you're eating. I just thought you were just going to, like, have to, you know, like, drink soot, and that's it.
I mean, that would be quite difficult, because at first I would have to burn off wood.
Yeah, so you can get the soot.
Scrape the soot off of a chimney sweep.
You have to get a chimney sweeper. Dick Van Dyke show up. That's a reference that you're too young to understand.
That would clean out my system. It's from Mary Poppins. What are you talking
about? All right. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
Put it in some lemonade.
There you go. Put some soot in some lemonade.
Do you know that's a thing?
What?
There is lemonade, and it has charcoal in it.
Why would that be a thing?
Because it's supposed to be detoxifying.
So if you're detoxing, I'm going to sneeze. Jeez.
Just the thought of it detoxifying. Man.
Your body went, oh, really?
I was like, wait a minute, there's soot up my nose. So wait a minute, so they put the charcoal in there in order to detox your system?
Yeah, because, you know, charcoal, like, absorbs things.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the thought process.
Oh.
But it's like, okay.
Now, I'm not going to do that.
But yeah, you can also buy little pills, charcoal pills.
Yes, I know, I'm aware of that. But I don't know if I'd put charcoal in my lemonade.
Well, you know, it's like a company that makes it.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you if it's okay to do it yourself.
Yeah. There's not people at home right now going, honey, get the briquettes out. Let's squeeze some lemons and go nuts.
Because they hang on our every word.
Yeah, of course they do. Because that's what you want to do at 3:41 a.m. Honey, light up the briquettes. Let's make some lemonade.
They're going to make that soot.
It's 20 to 4 on a Thursday morning. That's what we need to do right now. Put it all in the tub. Oh, man. All right. Well, how you feeling? Are you angry? Are you grumpy now with the no sugar? Because they said you might get all grumpy with no carbs and no sugar.
Yeah, but I didn't really eat that much sugar.
Right.
And that much carbs to begin with.
See, that's what we were talking about yesterday, Esmeralda. It's not like you're going from, I'm going to eat nothing but ramen, salty ramen product and Baby Ruth's.
Yeah. Like, you would freak out.
Oh, no, I would.
Because you eat pretty...
I eat a lot of processed food.
You eat a lot of crap.
Yeah. I eat a lot of processed food. There's no question about it. I do. And, you know, I've often... the sugar thing I don't think would bother me.
Right.
But, like, the carbs, yeah.
Yeah, you eat a lot of... Yeah, you eat a lot of crap. Which is carbs is... Or, well, the kind you eat is essentially... It's going to be... It becomes sugar in...
Yeah. But I mean, but I wouldn't like if, you know, like with all the added sugar and all that stuff, that doesn't bother me at all. It's like bacon and stuff. That would not be good for me. No. So, well, let us know when you get grumpy.
Oh, I'll let you know. No. Hey, You'll know.
We'll find out if your Whole 30 diet affects your vocal cords a little bit later on in the show.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, it's, I am a songbird now.
Yeah. So we're going to, man, if we get that Mariah Carey song, if Skip Skipley just randomly chooses the Mariah Carey song.
Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah, Whitney Houston. Yeah, Whitney Houston, sorry. I just, Mariah Carey, I just keep thinking about that. Did you see the New Year's Eve thing?
You know, I haven't seen it. I've obviously seen all the headlines.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda, did you see it?
I did, and I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
It was unbelievable.
But it was pretty bad.
What's really funny is that there was a commercial. I'm not making this up. There was a commercial break on IFC. I was watching the Three Stooges marathon at home. So I flipped over to ABC to see what was happening. And that was when I flipped over to ABC, it was at the exact moment where Mariah Carey was performing. And I'm sitting on my couch going, is this? What the hell is going on? What? Huh? And then and I switched back and went back to the Three Stooges. And the next thing I know, when I was, you know, like a half an hour later, I'm looking at my Facebook page, I'm scrolling through, and like every post is about how horrible Mariah Carey's performance was. I only got, and I, it was just the timing was so perfect. Like IFC went to a commercial from the Stooges, and I'm like, oh, I'll check out what's going on with that Seacrest idiot in the rockin' New Year's Eve. So I flip over to ABC, and then I see that train wreck. The Mariah Carey thing. And I'm like, what's happening? What am I, did, what happened here? Is this on purpose? What is, my favorite part of it though, Esmeralda, you've seen it. And Dan, when you watch it, just watch how dedicated, the best part of this is how dedicated the dancers are on stage because they don't stop. Like they're dancing, they pull out like a big, like boa of feathers around her, and they're all really dedicated. They got their stance, they're dancing. It's like the show must go on. She's wandering around, like complaining and talking and not lip syncing and screwing up the words and messing up the steps. But man, if you watch those dancers, they're 1,000% committed, man. It's like nothing went in their world, nothing's wrong. Like, we're going to continue to do a top notch performance. So if you're watching it, you know, if you've already watched the Mariah part, because Mariah is just, it's a train wreck, but watch the dancers because they do not stop. They never give up. They were the greatest performers on the planet. All right. Hey, we got a break here, and then we're going to talk about gross habits. And if you have any gross habits or your friends have any gross habits and you would like to share them, you can text or call us at 312-981-7200. American Dream. Those are the best drum sounds of all time. Those 1980s. Do you remember what they used to call those? They were called Simmons pads. Simmons pads. They were the electronic drums. You know who used Simmons pads a lot? Saga. I remember going to see Saga. They opened up for Jethro Tull at Poplar Creek in 1982. So we go, and that was the first time I ever saw Saga. And the next day I went out and I bought two of their albums in the Canadian import section. I'm not making that up. In the import section at Rose Records on Ashland and School. So Saga, they're playing, and I'm like, wow, these guys are great. And then the drummer from below his regular kit, he's got a regular drum kit and a riser, on a drum riser, you know. And then the riser, kind of underneath the riser, out comes this complete drum kit of Simmons pads. Nothing but, and they look like practice pads. They're really, you guys ever see these things? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
They're made of like hard plastic, and they're thin, and they're shaped like, most of them are shaped like stop, they're octagons. They're just shaped like stop signs. And so they come out and he sits behind the set, and it just looks ridiculous, and it's all, you know, you got that electronic drum sound. That was awesome in 1982. That was the first time I saw an entire set of Simmons pads. I'm like, man, these guys, Saga, these guys are on the cutting edge of technology. Anyway, that was Giorgio Moroder featuring Paul Engeman, American Dream, from Ike. That sounds like it should have been in Scarface, too, doesn't it? Yeah. That's what a drum chip sounds like. like a damn laser beam shot in a Star Trek movie. Oh, man. Simmons pads. All right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I wonder, do they still sell Simmons pads? Dan, can you look up, can you Google Simmons pads and see if something comes up? You know, the heyday of the Simmons pads were like 82, 83. That was like an 80, but up to the late. You know who had one Simmons pad that they used in the Thompson Twins? The girl in the Thompson Twins, she had like one drumstick and a Simmons pad, and she would hit it and would go, ding, you know. Does it say anything about Simmons pads?
Apparently there is a Simmons pad for that's like a baby sleeper, like a baby mattress. So that's the
what?
First thing that came up. It just so happens.
So if you put if you put your baby down to sleep, it goes boom, boom, boom. Is that what I'm saying?
Apparently so.
So no more, I guess, Simmons pads. I mean, that's not even a search anymore. That's like does it even come up? Is it like, it's at least like the 30th?
I'm trying to go through here because that is definitely the most. I mean, there are some available on eBay, it looks like.
Simmons pads?
Yes.
What are they going for?
Let's see here.
Do they have the full kit from Saga? Is Saga's entire Simmons pad drum kit available?
A July 8th, 1987 plastic vintage Simmons drum pad in the color red. Just the one pad is $199.
That's fantastic. $199 for a single Simmons pad circa 1987. Oh, that's fantastic. All right. But it's the baby mattress. That's the main thing.
Right, if you Google Simmons pad.
Okay. I just thought maybe if you Googled Simmons pad, immediately you would go right to Saga's website. There would just be a link that took you directly to Saga.com. Or Saga, what's the Canadian? Is there a... Is it Canadian?
.ca.
.ca? So... All right.
Very quick aside, yeah. Simmons enthusiasts are letting us know that if we had Googled Simmons pad or Simmons drums, not Simmons pads, we would see that they're still in operation, that SimmonsDrums.net is still the place to go for all your Simmons drums needs.
What the hell? I have Simmons enthusiasts to listen to the show?
Multiple texts and calls.
Oh, man, that is fit. Well, thank you. SimmonsDrums.net for all of your Simmons pads needs.
The first name in electronic drums.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't believe we got multiple calls and texts on that. I swear to God, that makes me so happy. There are people who at 4 o'clock in the morning are like, no, man, it's Simmons drums. Come on, man. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Some guy's all pissed off because I said Simmons. They were called Simmons pads when I in the 80s. They were called Simmons pads. I'm sorry. I didn't know that they had upgraded to Simmons drums, but it makes sense because they're electronic drums. Ooh. All right. We have to check out that website, Dan. Maybe we can order an entire set of Saga Simmons drums. So every song can have the sound in it. All right. Okay, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next.